Hey babe, what you watching? Oh, it's a commercial. Well, actually, can you? Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about something. So, thank you. Thank you. Okay. So, you know that conversation we had the other night, right? Yeah, that one. You were sharing with me about some new things about you that you'd recently kind of, I don't know, come across, I guess. And I'll be honest, I wasn't sure. You know, we haven't done that before. And I think more than anything, the reason I reacted so negatively was I was just nervous. I haven't done anything like that with anyone, and the idea of doming you just sounds so intimidating, and I just don't think I'll be good at it, to be honest. And yeah, that's why. But like I said, I have been thinking about it and reading stuff online, and I'm willing to try. Because after reading some stuff online and hearing other experiences, it does sound incredibly hot. It does. And I think that, you know, it's just another aspect to our relationship and all the things. So, as long as you still want to try, I would love to try. And if you're willing, I would love to try tonight. Actually, right now, if you want. Yeah, you want to? Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. Let's do it. Okay, need to get serious. All right, so oh, I need to stop laughing. Okay, so I have three rules, okay? Stop laughing. Take me seriously. Okay, I have three rules. The first is you are not allowed. Oh, this feels so weird. You're usually giving me the rules. You're not allowed to touch yourself. You can't touch yourself at all unless I tell you. Unless I tell you to touch yourself, then you can touch yourself. The next rule is you can't touch me at all. That one might be a little harder for you, but yeah, you're not allowed to touch me unless I tell you to touch me. The third rule is I'm not Amber tonight. I'm not baby. I'm not sweetie. I'm not cum slut. That's not me tonight. If you want to address me, you can call me Mommy. You can call me Miss. Or you can call me Goddess. Whichever you prefer. So that's what you can call me. And I feel like there was a fourth rule, but I don't remember. So, but don't worry. If it comes up, we'll talk about it in the scene. But those are the main three for right now. And so, what I would love for you to do is to go ahead and stand up. And I'm going to sit back and watch you get undressed. But we're going to start and go head to toe. So, go ahead and start unbuttoning your shirt. Slower, slower. Why are you rushing? We have all fucking night. You don't need to rush. So go ahead and unbutton. Actually, start over. Button the first two back up. And we're gonna do it again until you get it right. Perfect. Perfect. Okay. So go ahead. Continue unbuttoning. And then you're gonna Excuse me, what are we doing? Why are we throwing and tossing shit around? No. When you take your shirt off, you fold it neatly and you put it to the side. Perfect. I knew you were smart. I know you're smart. So, go ahead with the undershirt. You're gonna take that off. See, I don't even need to tell you. You got it. You got it. And now the pants. And you're going to slowly unbutton them and very slowly unzip them. And you're going to look me in the eyes as you do it. Yep, just like that. And look at that. Don't even have to tell you, you already know to fold it. Perfect. So you're going to keep the underwear on right now. That's the only piece of clothing you can keep on. And yeah, I want you to just sit on the couch, yes, facing me. And then spread your legs slightly, not Superman spread, just kind of just drop them open a little. And then put your arms out to this exactly. So you are not touching yourself at all. You're very exposed right now. Except that cute cock that's just hanging out. But it looks like, I don't know, it looks like a little bulge is forming. Are you turned on right now? Interesting. And we've barely done anything. Okay. Anyway, let's see what to do with you next. Honestly, I did not think this far in advance, but we're just gonna roll with it. You're sitting here in front of me in your underwear. Wait a second. What is that? What? Oh my God. Is that pre-cum? I fucking knew it. That's why I wanted you to keep the underwear on, because I wanted to see if a wet spot started to form. And it had. I didn't see it at first, but now it's bigger. Oh my God, how fucking pathetic. I haven't even touched you yet. Huh. Well, let's see how much bigger you can get that wet spot. So, I want you to stand up. And you're gonna walk over to me. Yep. And I want you to get down in front of me. And you're gonna watch as I pull my underwear off. And I spread my pussy lips. I start fingering my little clit. And all you're allowed to do is watch. Yeah, do you like watching mommy rub her clit? Wait, what are you doing? What are you doing? No, fucking damn it. I literally told you. What was it? It was either rule one or two. I can't even remember, but it was in the rules. Yeah, don't touch me. What are you doing? Touching me. Okay, go back to the couch, because I can't trust you near me. Go back to the couch. Fuck. What's wrong with you? So now you can sit there on the couch across from me and watch me continue fingering myself. And you can't touch yourself either. So don't move. Do you like this? Do you like when I'm a little mean to you? Oh, why didn't you tell me this before? Why didn't you tell me that you like when I'm a little bitch to you? Oh, you thought I would laugh at you. I am laughing at you, but you like that. Fucking love when I laugh at you. Oh, that wet spot is so much bigger than it was like 3 minutes ago. Oh, fuck, you're soaking through your underwear. How does it feel? I think I figured out what I want to do next. Okay, hold on. I'm gonna put my underwear back up because I'm coming over there. Okay, lift your hips a little. I'm gonna pull your underwear down. Okay, got it. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. And in the underwear goes. Can you taste that? Do you feel how wet your underwear is right now? I just need something to gag you with for what I'm about to do next. Perfect. So, this cock caused that big ass wet spot. Well, good. Because then I know you're ready for this. I was going to let you come tonight, but I don't know. You broke a rule. Mean, it wasn't like you broke a bunch of rules, but it was still a rule you broke. Come. I don't know. I don't think I should let you. You should have to suffer. Oh, you sound so good. How you feeling? Well, you sound so cute trying to talk. Was that? Huh? I can't hear you. I really can't hear you, by the way. Hey, hands at your side. Okay. Feels like you're about to bust. Your balls are all tight. I know I've been massaging them the whole time and they just keep getting tighter and tighter. What about your taint? Didn't even massage that yet. Oh, that really lit you up. Oh, you didn't like that. You didn't like that. Yes, you did. You loved that. Look at you. You're just whimpering. Fuck, I love when you whimper. I see that hand moving. You think I don't? I do. The fuck was that? I literally said no hands. I mean, it tastes great, but like, that's not how that was supposed to fucking go. If you want me to dom you, you have to let me do it the whole fucking time. Yes, I understand. You got carried away. It was feeling great. Yada, yada, yada. I get it. It was hot though, wasn't it? Yeah, it hot. Okay. That was fun. Yeah, I didn't know how it was gonna go. I was really nervous to tell you, but you seem to like it. I don't know. You tell me. Okay. I'm gonna go and clean up a bit because I think you got some cum in my glasses. But we'll do that again. That was fun. And I love making you feel good. And I, again, love that you told me about this. I really do. I know it can be hard sometimes, like, you're a big domly dom and telling me that you want me to dom you. And I understand how that can be hard for someone like you. And I just want you to know I appreciate it. And I love, 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 love that I can do this for you. So thank you. I love you. Okay, I'm gonna go clean up. Okay, bye.